This is a call that I made to a realtor about a house that I saw online. First time I'd ever talked to this realtor, and based on our conversation, it's probably not a realtor that we're going to be working with long term, as she's working too many listings to work with many investors. Also, she did put me down on her email list at this editing. It's been about, 3 months ago, and I still haven't received anything from her. So there's a lot of realtors out there that will work with you and that are very aggressive, but there's also a lot that have so much business coming to them that they're not very aggressive about following up with business. So check it out, and also check out the questions I ask about the quality of the work that was done by the previous homeowner and things like that. You want to make notes of these things as you're listing.
How are you doing?
Fine. How are you?
I am doing great.
You called me about my house on Robin Street.
Robin Street?
Uh-huh.
Let's take a look here and see if we can find that now. Robin Street. We called about so many today.
It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath for $41,900, I think.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Here we go. Sonia.
Yes.
Okay, good. Tell me a little bit about this house.
It's an older home.
Older home.
Guy that lived there, it's a foreclosure, first of all.
It's a bank owned, okay. Yeah. How long has it been on the market?
A few days.
Few
it just
days.
Went on the market. I don't even think it's been a week yet.
Uh-huh.
He has done some projects in it. He's done some. He's got some projects that got started and never got finished.
What kind of workmanship?
House has a lot of potential.
Mm-hmm.
Just needs a lot to be done to it.
I hear you. Okay, what kind of work did he just do? I mean, was it decent work?
Well, yeah, what he did fine.
Really?
He just didn't finish a whole lot of stuff.
How much is it going to take to get the house in good shape?
Now, that just depends on what you want to do to make it in good shape.
Uh-huh.
Another thing is, one of the bedrooms actually does not have a closet. They must have had a wardrobe in there.
Uh-huh.
So I think I wrote that up in the write-up. Of course, you're looking at something else.
One of the 3 bedrooms?
Yeah, there says 3 bedrooms, but one of them does not have a closet.
Mm-hmm.
One of them has a closet, but they've taken the door down. There's an opening there, but there's no door.
Right.
And the other one, the other closet, has a water heater in it. I don't know why they put it there.
Uh-huh.
There's plenty of house there to put it in. But that's where they put it.
Wow.
But it's got, like, a living room and a den and another little room where they've closed in a what used to be an exterior porch.
Mm-hmm.
They've put a wall there and a piece of glass, and it's got, like, ceramic tile floor. It's kind of cool.
Does it have, you say it has some potential?
Oh, it has a lot of potential.
What do you think it's going to be worth once we do this work and get rid of the water heater in the closet and put a closet in the other bedroom and fix it up?
I'd have to pull some stuff up, but probably 65.
And just a ballpark of what you think it's going to take to get it in that shape?
Now, mind you, I'm not a builder.
Oh, I understand.
Contractor, whatever.
I'm sure you got a decent idea, though. I have confidence in you.
I'm thinking.
You can
because,
do it.
And another thing they've done, the other side of the front porch, they have enclosed it,
mm-hmm.
but there's no way to get into it yet unless you climb out the living room window.
You can't get into it from inside or out?
You can get into it from the inside of the house. You have to climb through the living room window. It used to be a front porch, and they've enclosed it. They just haven't put an opening into it yet.
So it's like a separate room all to itself.
Yeah, and that's what I'm telling you. He started a lot of things and just didn't finish them up. It's really different. I mean, it has a ton of potential, and it has got a garage workshop in the backyard that almost covers the whole back of the lot.
Wow, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's a good thing. My husband was like, wow, could we move this out of here and put it in our backyard? I mean,
yeah,
it's
really.
A concrete-built garage.
Uh-huh.
And then he's added on a metal building, which, you know, you could take or leave. But it's a nice concrete building. So that's a plus for people who, you know, want to work on cars
sure.
or run a business or whatever. To get the house, well, I don't want to say livable because other than the kitchen being a mess, you could just about live in it now. You could live in it now. Maybe $20,000, maybe. That's being not conservative.
Right.
I mean, if you have you're doing your own work and you don't have to contract it all out, probably you could probably put, $8,000 to $10,000 in there and have a nice looking little house.
Yeah. Yeah, I need to be around $22,000 to make those numbers work.
Mm-hmm.
If it's going to need 20 in work, and you're asking 42, they're asking 42.
Mm-hmm.
You're in at what it's worth then, so there's no equity in doing the work yourself.
Right. What I'm talking about at that amount, I'm talking about making a nice house.
Yeah.
You got to remember, I'm female. I like expensive stuff.
I hear you. I feel sorry for your husband.
Well, I work in earnest, so you know.
You have your tastes are simple. You want the best, right?
That's exactly right.
I hear you.
If I can't do it the right way, I don't want to do it.
There you go.
It really has a lot of potential. It really does.
Well, it's probably too early to offer 21,830, which is what I need to be around.
Right, and they wouldn't, because they priced it lower than I told them to.
Really?
So, and, you know, of course, they don't tell us what's owed or anything like that, so we have no clue.
Right. Do you have anything else you need to be looking at?
Now that you mention it. I have one down on road that I have not even step foot in yet. I went and had it rekeyed yesterday. That is like 1,600 and some square feet, 4-bedroom, 1-bath, and like I said, I haven't been in it yet. So I don't know what kind of condition it's in. I have no clue what they're going to price it at. Haven't even pulled any comps on it to try to.
Well, you
want
to get my email address so you can send
that
me out?
That would be
send
great.
Me.
Wait a minute, let me get this piece of paper with your number on it.
Sure.
Okay, go ahead.
It's Larry at Financial. Help, H-E-L-P.
Calling a help. Okay.
Services.
Oh, my God. Services. You got a long one like me. Okay.
.com.
Okay.
Now, do you work with a lot of investors?
To be honest with you, I have so many listings, I don't have time to work with a lot of anybody.
I hear you.
I do have no problem with them as long as they're realistic.
Sure.
I mean, I know y'all are out looking for a deal, and that's great.
Yeah, we are.
I don't have a problem with that. I have several that on occasion I do, but I tell them this is what I think they're going to do. And if you're going to do something, you know, really crazy, there's no sense in us wasting our time.
Right.
You know, I mean, I don't mind going and making a low ball offer, but if it's below what I know they're going to do, and I tell them, you know, I know they're not going to do this, so if you're not going to be realistic and willing to.
Well, do that. Put me on your email list and send it out to me.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
This is a call with a realtor that works a lot with investors, and the reason I want to include this one is that he had introduced to us a website called RealtyBid.com that a lot of the asset managers use if they can't sell the property initially through the realtor. So check it out.
Yeah, it's Larry Goins. How you been?
I'm fine. How are you?
Man, I'm doing great. I'm looking online at this little house over here on Court.
Yeah.
What can you tell me about that?
Bank foreclosure. They're motivated to sell it. Obviously, they. It's what's the list price on it? 32, I think, or 30.
32.9, I believe.
Yeah, 32 or 32.9.
No, it's 32 even.
Yeah, 32 even.
Uh-huh.
They should have sold it at the beginning when, of course, that's the way it always works when we had the offers on it.
Right.
It's been sitting around, so I would say they're poised for some sort of an offer.
How long has it been on the market?
Oh, it's been quite a while. I'd have to look. I think we got an extension on it. It's been over 90 days.
Really?
And they put it out to Realty Bid, which they typically do. And I'm not sure where we are on Realty Bid, but they're definitely accepting offers on it.
Oh, really?
Still out there.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. We listed.
Is that a website?
Realty Bid. The asset managers will send the property to Realty Bid if they don't sell in the market sometime.
Uh huh.
It's been out there for 90 days so far.
Uh-huh.
Roughly. Maybe a little bit more than that.
Right.
So, it does need quite a bit of work.
Uh-huh.
A lot of work. So, I mean.
About how much in work are you looking at? Just a ballpark.
Oh, I would. Oh, man. You know, I'd have to guess. I would. I would think anywhere, depending upon, you know, the mechanicals and how bad they are.
Right.
I would think anywhere between, I would say probably, you could probably, probably around 20 grand.
20? In work?
Yeah.
After we got it fixed up and put 20 in it, what do you think it would appraise for, just a ballpark?
Well, let's see here. There's so many foreclosures over there. Let's see, I'm looking at my broker price opinion. I think you could probably, you know, it would appraise probably in the 60s, I would think.
60s, probably 60 or 65?
Probably so.
Okay. Okay, let's say 65. What do you think we could rent it for?
Boy, you know, on that side of town, I don't have a lot of experience on rentals over there, but I know some guys. I would think, you know, I think you could rent it for probably 500, probably.
Uh-huh.
It's hard to say. It's got a fenced-in yard, and, you know, it's on a cul-de-sac, for whatever that means, but...
Uh-huh.
It is brick, but it does need quite a bit of work.
Right.
I know guys are, it depends, they're renting property over there, you know, $500 or so a month.
Uh-huh.
All the way up to 600.
Oh, okay.
I don't have a lot of experience over
there. Seems pretty good size, though, almost 1,300 square feet.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
But it's rough, man. I mean,
Man, I need to, based on the numbers you're telling me,
yeah.
I'm going to need to be in the teens. Is there any point in putting an offer in?
I don't know. Let me see here if that realty bid is because that would be the best place to do something like that.
How would I find it on Realty Bid?
Realtybid.com.
Uh-huh.
I'm just trying to see if the bid period's over with or not. Just a second. It was offered September 6th through the 20th on Realty Bid, so that's not out there anymore, so don't bother with that.
Okay.
No one's come in with anything that low, quite frankly, if you're in the teens.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, I'm happy to try it for you. But I have no idea with this particular property. I mean, it's one.
So it didn't even sell on Realty Bid.
Well, not yet. I had an email that said there's some pending activity on it, and that's all that they tell me about it.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Great. It's an asset management company, so we're really not dealing with the actual owner of the property.
Uh-huh.
So it's harder for me to tell you what I think people will do when that happens.
Uh-huh, that's true.
Follow me?
Well, I probably need to offer like $16,780.
Stranger things have happened. You won't insult me. I'm happy to put it in for you.
I bought a 4-bedroom brick house last week or 2 weeks ago. Didn't need but about $6,000 in work. We paid in the mid-20s for it. They started out asking 60s.
Yeah.
So you never know.
You don't, no, that's for sure.
Yeah. You want to fax it over to me? Or do you want to email them, or do you want to put it on paper, or however you want to do it is fine.
What they need is, copy of a $1,000 earnest money check, proof of funds letter, and... I can email you that offer.
Sure, that'd be great.
And what were you talking?
$16,780.
Okay. When were you going to close?
We usually do like quite frankly, I usually let the realtor decide that. But we generally close them in about 15 business days. About 3 weeks, and just get a 5 to 10 day inspection upon acceptance.
Right. Yeah, they usually give 7.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. All right. Well, we can give it a shot. Who knows what'll happen? I don't know at this point.
My email is larry@larrygoins.com.
Okay, great. We'll see if we can get that taken care of. Good.
Hey, I appreciate it.
Bye.
Thanks. This is a property that we have an offer on right now. We haven't received the response back yet, but notice my offer was real close to one that was rejected a few days ago, and see my response when she told me that.
I was calling about a house over at Grove Street. Is it still on the market?
I have two listed on Grove, Larry.
Well, that's a good thing. Are they both by the same owner?
They are not.
One
of them's been renovated,
uh-huh.
And one of them needs its brick.
Uh-huh. How much work does it need, just a ballpark?
Oh, gosh. Well, we know it needs to be painted. It needs carpet. The windows are pretty iffy. You might have to replace the window.
Uh-huh. That means it have 10?
There's some overhang work that needs to be done.
Right.
You know, around the front that's starting to rot a little bit. So...
Is it livable now?
I'm not sure it's livable now.
Right, okay.
You know,
that's a good indication as to about how much work it needs.
Yeah, it needs quite a bit of work.
Do you think it needs 5,000, 10,000, 15?
Oh, boy.
Just a ballpark.
By the time you do paint, you do carpet. Let's see, that would probably be around 4. You fixed up some of the outside overhang, the soffits and things like that. I'm gonna guess. I'm just going to throw this out.
Sure.
6 or 7, maybe?
6 to 7?
Depending on...
Okay.
You're going to do some of the work yourself or
right.
or hire it out?
Well, let me ask you this. What do you think it would probably be worth after we put that work into it? Just a ballpark.
I have another one listed down the street that's
mm-hmm.
a little smaller. It's a 2-bedroom. It's
uh-huh.
been renovated. It's on the market for $56,900.
$56,900?
Right.
Okay.
It's a 2-bedroom. So this one, you know, obviously is going to make more sense because it's a 3.
Sure.
Are you talking about, like, reselling it?
Yeah, buying it
to
fix up and sell or to rent it out.
Yeah, and if you could be careful about some of the work that goes in there, because it's got the space in it.
Yeah, you think it'll appraise for around 65 possibly, if the other one's 57, the 2-bedroom?
I don't know why it wouldn't.
Uh-huh.
The other one...
is this one bank-owned?
Now, the other one was bought by an investor,
uh-huh.
so it hasn't really been appraised. It was bought by an investor and renovated.
Is it bank-owned, this one we're talking about?
This one is bank-owned.
And about how long has it been on the market?
This one has been on the market for September, probably about 70, 75 days.
Okay. Had many offers?
We did have one offer, and then the guy decided that it was more work. He wanted to try to do the work himself, and
really?
It was more than he wanted to.
I'm with you. Okay. Now, to submit an offer, does this particular asset manager, do you need to do it in writing, or
We need a pre-qual letter and a $500 earnest money.
That's check. Fine. Now, let me ask you this question. I'm sorry.
Well, I was going to say, do you want to get in it? I'm happy to give you the code.
No, I don't need to get in it before we make an offer.
All right.
We buy about 5 to 10 houses a month,
mm-hmm.
and it's tough for us to look at all of them before
okay.
we get a deal worked out. What we generally do is we do them with a 5 to 10 day inspection,
mm-hmm.
and most of them work out. Occasionally, you'll get mm-hmm. one that needs a lot more work than what you mm-hmm. anticipated,
mm-hmm.
but... You know, it's just all about the numbers. We don't necessarily have to look at it up front.
Okay, yeah. I just want to make it clear this one needs work.
Absolutely. That's not a problem at all. Do you know if this particular asset manager or bank has any other properties in the area that maybe we could buy 2 or 3 or 4 at a time and get a little better price? Sometimes they'll do that.
I don't.
Okay.
No, I sure don't.
Well, it's worth at least asking when you submit it. But let's go ahead and submit an offer. I'm going to give you my information and my fax number.
All right. Well, let me give you my fax number so you can send it over.
Okay.
Are you a realtor?
No, ma'am.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm going to fill it out for you.
Sure. It's my name is Larry Goins.
Mm-hmm.
The name of our company, which we buy in, is Investors Rehab, Inc., and my phone number, let me give you that, is 803-831-0056.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm at extension 304. And my fax number is 803-831-0805.
So is it going to go, the buyer is Investors Rehab, Inc.?
Correct.
All right. Not Larry Goins. Okay.
Right.
All right. Tell me what your offer is.
$27,850.
We had one come in for $27 last week, and it was rejected.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. They didn't even counter it.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Well, at least with this one, they'll know that $27 is probably in the ballpark.
Tell me again, $27,850?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me see. I need to get an earnest money check from you and
sure,
a
that's
call
fine.
Letter.
If you'll just send me over, what most of them do is just send me over a cover sheet telling me, how much earnest money is and where to send it, and I'll fax you back a copy of the check, put the check in the mail,
okay.
And fax you back the copy of the contract along with all the addendums and the agency disclosure and a copy of my bank statement.
All right, that sounds good. All right, $27,850. Let me see what I can do with this. They wouldn't even come back on the other one.
Sure. Well, you know, and I know you're the listing agent. You work for them, but you know, we also want to get a deal closed.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody makes
do
anything
too.
Until the deal gets closed. So
yep, we do
maybe
too.
You might be able to sell them that this is what it's coming in at.
We'll do our best.
Great.
All right.
That sounds good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You have
Bye.
A great day.
Here's another call with an REO broker, and noticed how fast the calls can go when you know what you're asking for, and once you get pretty smooth with it, you can get straight to the point and know whether or not you're going to be able to make a deal on a property and get another website to look at, and then you can move on to the next call.
Calling about your house over.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Fine, you?
Good. Did I catch you at a bad time?
No, sir. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, good. House is still on the market?
Yes, sir, it is.
Great. What can you tell me about it?
It's a bank-owned property. It needs some interior work, carpet, floor covering, paint.
Uh-huh.
It'd make a cute little house. It's out in the country. It's got a nice level lot.
Uh-huh.
It's being sold as is where he is,
Right.
It being a foreclosure.
Just a ballpark, about how much work do you think it needs?
Some people argue with me. It depends if it's something I'm going to live in or something I'm going to rent.
Something we're going to fix up and sell.
Something you're going to fix up and sell.
Right. Is
probably,
it in that kind of an area? Is it in mostly owner-occupied, or is it a better rental?
No, it's mostly owner-occupied out there. It's kind of out in a rural area where it's at.
Good.
$15,000, $20,000, the most. That's being, as small as it is, that's being pretty high.
Uh-huh. Okay. $15,000 to $20,000 in work.
Yeah, that's being pretty high. That's redoing a whole lot. All the kitchen cabinets need to come out and be redone.
Right.
New ones put in. It looks like it's got a new heat pump or a gas pack on the side of it.
Right. Looks like a pretty big house.
Well, it's actually not that big. And somebody's went in there and done some work themselves trying to remodel it a little bit.
Right.
And I don't know. It looks like you probably have to redo most of that.
Well, it looks like it says 1,454 square feet.
Right. Yeah. To me, that's kind of small. The house lays out, what they've done, they took a porch and they enclosed it to make a bedroom out of it,
Is that a back porch, I guess?
Side porch.
Okay.
And I think they took the back porch in, and they enclosed it and tried to make a laundry room out of it.
So they're adding that as heated square footage, probably.
Yeah, right.
Oh, okay. What do you, after we put this 15 to 20 in it, what do you think this house is going to be worth?
65? Yeah.
Okay, so if we pay what they're asking for, there's no advantage.
Not really.
Okay. 65 times points. Oh, yeah, man, I need to be right around 20. I'm not sure if that'll... Have you had many offers on this?
Actually, no. I've had a ton of lookers, but no offers.
Really? How long has it been on the market?
Yeah, I've had it 4 months.
4 months. Oh, okay. So about 120 days on the market.
Yep.
Okay.
The only thing is, they still won't take half price for it.
Really?
So what they'll do is, I'll have it probably another month, and then they will reassign it to another agent, and then just keep working their way down.
Yeah, probably eventually put it on Realty Bid, I guess.
Probably so.
Yeah. Do you get a lot of bank-owned properties?
Yes.
Do you? Well, we buy about 5 to 10 a month. I buy them all over, anywhere from... Gaffney to Hickory to Monroe, Statesville, Rock Hill, Spartanburg, you name it. And we buy them, fix them up, and wholesale them, or buy them and wholesale them as is to investors, and help them with the financing to get in the deal. So, do you have anything else we probably need to look at?
Pull up our website. We've got quite a few on there. .com.
Oh, okay. I think I know. Yeah. Who's the broker in charge?
Oh, actually, the broker in charge is the one that has most of the listings.
That's who I've worked with. I think I bought one or two from him.
I know we've
made a lot of offers. I don't know if we've closed anything or not, but I've talked to him four or five times. Well, I don't guess there's any point in doing anything with this one yet.
No, not for a resale.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. If you get something else, just let me know.
Okay.
Hey, I appreciate it.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
This is a realtor I called about a property while I was mentoring a student, and I happened to ask him what else they have that they needed to get rid of, and he told me about a commercial piece of property, and we actually ended up purchasing this piece of property for not too much more than what we initially offered. We actually ended up buying it and paying $40,000 for it, even though it was listed for $199,000. And we ended up buying the piece next door from the Department of Transportation, or DOT, for $12,000 because it was surplus property to them. And we ended up doubling our piece, and now we have it back on the market at $300,000. So I wanted to include this call for you.
Hey, Larry.
Hey, how are you?
Pretty good. How about you, buddy? I haven't seen you in a long time.
Oh, I know. What you been up to?
Just trying to make a living.
Really? I hear you sell a lot of houses.
It's kind of slow this year. I did real good last year. I had the best year I ever had last year.
Really?
Just started out. I don't know. Everybody got rotten credit.
Oh, I know, man. That's the way it's always been.
I hadn't had that kind of problem this year, but it's really hit me hard this year.
Really?
Well, I made a few pretty good deals.
Well, good. Good. How's your subdivision doing?
I got 6 lots left.
Man, that's strong.
I'm doing pretty good on that. So
that's awesome.
I just sold a new house in there, and they sold one in December.
Mm-hmm.
The guy built, and I sold it for him. Sold them both for him, got the sheetrock up.
Really?
He's got a foundation going now. I figure I'll sell it as soon as he gets it framed.
That's sweet.
Yep. You want to buy some lots over there?
Well, I'm out of the building business now.
You retired? Got rich and quit?
Easy now. No, I'm buying houses.
Are you?
We're still doing mortgage lending. We're buying... we're doing hard money and rehab loans for investors,
right?
Which works pretty good on these bank-owned properties, where we can get an investor in it for no money down and give them the rehab money too.
Right.
But we're buying about 5 to 10 houses a month.
How are you operating now?
How do you mean?
I mean, going company name or?
Yeah, we've got a company called Investors Rehab that we buy properties in, and we wholesale a lot of them to investors, and some of them will fix up and retail to owner ocs.
Investor Rehab?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's your number?
It's 803.
Yeah.
831.
Right.
0056.
And you're looking to buy some houses?
Yeah. Do you still have that little house on the road?
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
It's just a little mill house. It's 3 bedrooms and 1 bathroom. It's got, I think, some kind of gas heater. No air conditioning. It's had vinyl siding put on it, and it didn't quite finish, and I got some more in the back room.
Uh-huh.
The guy really wants to sell it.
Really?
Any kind of close offer.
Is it? Does he live there?
No.
Really?
What it is, he's disabled.
Uh-huh.
And he's moved over here into some of these apartments, so I can see him from my place almost.
Really?
It's for people that are sick or disabled, one thing or another.
Like assisted living?
No, it's just... they're made for disabled people. They're all on like a slab.
Oh, really?
There's no steps or anything like that. They're all handicapped bathrooms. And
right.
So this guy's in a wheelchair.
Uh-huh.
And he can get out and get in his own vehicle and go somewhere and come back in by himself. And he's living there probably for nothing or almost nothing.
You know,
low income.
Does he have a mortgage on this house?
No. Or he told me he didn't.
Really?
And I know what he'll take, but I can't. Really tell you that.
Oh, I understand.
You know, he's my client.
I know. Listen, I understand that. I wouldn't ask you.
Don't be ashamed to make an offer.
No, I'm not. Let me ask you this. After we do this work and put some AC in it, what do you think, what kind of appraisal can we get on this house?
because we're going to either buy it, fix it up, put a first-time home buyers in it, or we're going to rent it out.
It depends on how good you want to fix it.
If we want to fix it to sell instead of rent.
You probably have to put a heat pump in it.
$8,000? Oh, you said heat pump.
Well, that's what I think.
Yeah.
Would you like a heat pump?
Yeah, I would.
Probably in the threes on a heat pump.
Yeah, I can put one in for $2,800.
Okay, so that's good. Kitchen needs something. I can't remember what. I hadn't been in the house in a while. I'd say if you're lucky, you might get by spending five or six on it.
Really?
If you're lucky. Does that sound about right to you?
Maybe so.
Let
me ask you this.
It could bring you from 39 to 49, in my opinion. That's what I'm thinking. Depends on how good you get it looking and who you get in there.
Really?
I sold a house that wasn't as good as it
mm-hmm.
up on Avenue. You know where that is?
Right.
There was an old mill house that was a whole lot older and worse shape than this one.
Uh-huh.
And I want to think it didn't have a heat pump in it, but we threw one in the package when we sold it.
Uh-huh.
And I think I got 41 or 2 or 3 for it. I had to go back and look it up.
Oh, really?
And it wasn't near the house this house is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just wasn't there, you know. But this house here could be made to be a pretty nice little house.
Let me ask you a question. It looks like the house is an older house but been added to. Is that right?
I don't know.
Because it looks like the main section with the porch is the original, and it looks like it has a section that's been added on to the left.
We didn't do a property disclosure on it because we doesn't live there anymore.
Right, I'm with you.
If it's as is.
But you've walked through it, right?
Yeah, but you know, I didn't really notice that if it was.
Does it have any functional obsolescence? Like, you don't have to walk through one bedroom to get to another one or anything, do you?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think, like, when you walk in the back door, you walk in the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
It's got, like, a back porch or kitchen.
Right.
Then you walk into the living room, and there's a bedroom in the back and two bedrooms on the far end, and the
uh-huh.
bathroom's, I can't remember what a bathroom is right now. I haven't been in there lately. I got to where I can't remember all this stuff like I used to.
Man, I know what you mean.
Are you going to be up here anytime?
No. I usually just send somebody out to look at it.
If you want to send somebody to look at it, I'll show it to them. Try to whenever you want to.
Okay.
If you use Robin Nuckum for an appraisal, I think it'll appraise on up in the 40s.
Let's offer him $18,640 cash, close in 15 days.
He won't do it.
He won't?
No. No use to write it up.
Really?
That's too much. He can't do that. He's not going to do that. I know what his figure is, and it ain't worth writing up.
Right. I understand.
You're going to have to come up a good bit.
Really?
On that offer, yeah.
Yeah. Well, my numbers show I need to be around $20,000. $250 to make my numbers work. If it needs $6,000 in work, and it's worth $49,000,
you can't buy for that.
Really?
I mean, not at this point. I mean, I'll call and talk to him, but
well, at least call him and talk to him and see, you know, because that is the most I can give for it. $20,250.
You'd pay $22,250.
$20,250. 20250.
Close in 15 days.
Close in 15 days, just subject to an inspection.
Yep.
Because we make a bunch of offers, so we can't look at them until after we know we got a deal.
Okay.
Then I send an inspector out to look at it, and then we'll, you know, do a title and close it.
Okay.
I usually get to do this. I buy two or three a month.
Yeah,
county.
I know. I got to set a course under him the other day.
Yeah, a continued
ed.
Yeah, he's teaching them all around now.
Yep. It's 803-831-0056.
Yeah, the fax is 0805. If you need to put it in writing or if you want to just talk to him, tell him I started out at $18,640. And, you know, when you said there was no point in that, well, the most I can do is 20. $2,250.
20-2-0-2-5-0. Okay. I'll talk to him, but I don't think he'll think it, but you never know.
Glenn, you got anything else we need to look at?
You buy any investment property?
Yeah.
All right, I got something I want to tell you about.
All right.
On the new bypass. Just before you get to Hardy's coming. On the left, I got an old house over there that needs knocking down and burning. And it's sitting on 0.79 acres. 0.79. But it's all usable. They took part of it for the highway. It was a full acre.
Say that again?
They took part of it for the highway. It was a full acre.
Is that that brick house right there on the end on the left?
Yeah, it's got city water and sewer. The house needs knocking down. It needs a fast food restaurant sitting there or something like that.
The house just before that, they added a garage onto it a couple of years ago, and then didn't they tear it down or something?
They moved one there.
They moved one.
Yeah, and it's the only one. Actually, when you leave and start, it's the first house on the right.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to sell it, but he's asking a stupid price for it.
How much is he wanting?
He's asking $199, but it needs an offer. He needs the money.
Does he? Was he living in it?
No, nobody's living in it.
What is it? Was it the guy that was living in it owns it?
He inherited it, and there was 19 people had to sign it over to him. And you know, we got everyone to sign it without charging him a dime.
Are you serious?
The mother died, and everybody knew he was supposed to get it, and they never did anything, and it sat there for a long time. And finally, I just got an attorney. I had to pay for everything.
Uh-huh.
And I got him. I mean, the guy works for me some.
Mm-hmm.
But he really, really, really wants to sell it.
Has he had any offers?
Just a fizzle or two, but nothing. And,
But has he had any solid offers or just some people indicating interest?
Indicating interest and talking.
Really?
And they were kind of low. But
were they under 50 or over 50?
Around that.
Really?
Around that.
And what do you think it's worth?
I think it's worth 100.
You think so?
Yeah. And you can buy it for less. He really wants to sell it.
Does he?
Yeah, really. I mean, he's big time wants to sell it. And I know it'll pass title because they owe about $14,000 or $15,000 on it still. He's tired of making the payments. And I've got a lien on it for some money because I spent a right good bit getting it straightened out.
Uh-huh.
And I got it listed. I'd have a commission, so I've got an interest in it.
Uh-huh.
I need to disclose that.
What does he owe you?
For getting attorney fees and all, straightened out, and some money I loaned him.
Uh-huh.
Just some different things. I got a $5,000 lien on it. He doesn't really owe me that much, but I made it larger to where I had to loan him a little more, you know?
Right. And, I'm with you.
And he's tired of making payments. He said he hated to lose it, but he ain't going to lose it because I'm going to buy it if I have to.
Yeah.
I just don't need it, but I mean, I damn sure take it for what he owes, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
And, but he really wants to sell it.
Does he? So he's got nothing in it?
Nothing.
So what do you think we could do with it?
Well, put some kind of business there.
What kind of business could we put there?
Fast food restaurant. I don't believe it's big enough for a gas station, but you could put a fast food there. It's not in the city, but it could be put in the city.
It has city water and sewer?
Yeah.
What is it zoned?
It's not really zoned anything because it's out of the city.
Uh-huh.
But it's really commercial.
Uh-huh.
You wouldn't want to use it for residential.
No, that's not its highest and best use.
Yeah, and but it can be anything you want it to be.
And you think it's worth 100?
I think it'd do that. But see, we started out at 3.
You started out at 300?
There's a guy across the road asking 3 for a piece of property over there and had somebody looking.
Uh-huh.
And I ended up with the same fella out of, I'd have to get the file out and look at his name. He was some kind of investor helping people look for property. I thought, like a fast food was looking at them.
Uh-huh.
But if you got visibility from the exit from 85, if you had a high enough sign, you could see the sign from 85 on the property. And see, right now it's not in the city, so it's just wide open, anything you want to do. If you put it in the city, it'd be commercial, and as long as it's something good for the town, you wouldn't have any resistance at all.
Uh-huh.
As long as it's legal, you could do it. But it's a good lot, and there's nothing else available. That's it. That is it. There's nothing for sale out there. There's some stuff behind Hardy's there that's been screwed up forever. It's people in bankruptcy. It's just a mess. I don't know if it's...
Is the house still there? The
house is there. But it's just a trash house.
So what my question was could I rent it out until the market turned, until I could get, you know, a decent price out of the property as commercial?
But you probably have decent work on the house.
Well, how much work would I have to do to it?
I've never been in it.
Really?
I can't answer that.
I'm with you.
Needs a roof. It's just an old trash house. I could get it burned for you, and you could haul off the rest. The fire department would burn it. They'd burn it for me. They burn it for training. You still get away with it up here.
If we paid around $29,000 for it, after paying you and after paying it off and paying the lien, he'd put about $10,000 cash in his pocket. And we could do that within about 10 days.
All right, hold on a minute. What you said you could pay $29,000?
$28,670. Let's offer him that.
Pay off $14,000. And my commission. So you'd be.
I figured you're probably getting 10% on it, aren't you?
Yeah. You'd be looking at about $50,000. That's what you're saying.
Say that again.
You'd be looking at paying about $50,000. Is what you'd be. About 55.
Oh yeah, that's. Yeah,
about,
okay.
Around 55 is what you're talking about.
Uh huh.
Give me a total figure you're offering.
I want to offer $28,670.
Plus all other.
No, I want to offer. I want to pay him $28,670.
For the property.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. He's not going to do that.
Really?
You tight today. What's the matter with you?
I'm always tight.
You tough.
Yeah, but I buy a lot of houses.
You ain't going to get that one. I'll give up for it, and I don't even want it.
And I know you, listen, Glenn, I know you work for him.
Yeah.
But I also know you want to sell it because you want to get your $5,000 back, and you'd like to get that 10%.
Yeah.
What's it going to take to buy this house?
Now, I got to talk to him, and I'm just talking. I'm talking. I think if you get up to about double that, you can get it.
Double what?
What you said, or close to double. I got it on tax books at 59 or 58 or something like that. I got a tax receipt somewhere.
Okay.
So they got it close to 60 on tax books. And if anything's ever going up, it is.
Well, let's start out at 38. And see where it goes. I don't want to pay 50 for it, but I can close really fast. If he really needs the money that bad, and he wants to close very fast, we can write a check.
Well, let me see him today. He'll be there tomorrow before I can talk to you.
Okay.
But I'll get back with you.
Okay.
I got somebody come in. I'm going to have to go right now.
All right.
But
you
let me
got my numbers.
Yeah, I got your numbers. Let me work on him, and I'll get back with you.
All right, that sounds good.
All right.
All right, thanks.
See you.
All right, bye.
Bye.